This is Tessa from Brave Radar, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR.
nice round donuts, the ones with the hole in the middle. All right, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Radio Show. Here broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. At the top there, we heard Noi from their third album, Noi 75. That was the song E-Music, a nice driving number on this day of driving rain. It's the last day of classes here at UBC, always an exciting time. Already seen many drunk students as I was taking the bus in at 8:45 this morning. Mysteriously saw a BMW just crash into a tree. It was like the quietest, straightest part of the road right near my building at UBC, and just bang. Oh boy. Anyways, so fun times. There's an outdoor concert happening today. It looks so miserable. Ugh. And everybody is dressed to impress, and they're just going to freeze. It's awful. Anyways, I'm going home, and I'll be nice and cozy. On today's show, we've got... my friend Hannah, former host of Chips and Dip, is going to be calling in in a few minutes. We're going to have a little chat about her band Birthday Bitch and the tape that they've just released and the show that they're going to have to celebrate that. That's happening tomorrow night, so we'll chat with her in a few minutes. Some new Lake, and then previewing some other shows happening this weekend. So stay tuned. Let's start off with a song from Montreal. This is the band Pale Lips, and the garage rocky kind of band, you know. And we're going to listen to their song Hiding from the Moon. This is from a new compilation called Pentagon Black. It's the number two, second compilation in the series. And yes, let's give a listen to Pale Lips from Montreal. And then we'll be talking to Hannah very soon.
$2 billion. The question is, who let the dogs out?
CITR Radio 101.9 FM, Discord Magazine, and Mint Records present Hot Dog Days. It's a monthly concert and video series at What's Up Hot Dog featuring local acts, good food, pinball, and high fives. Admission is free and there will be hot dogs. The first edition is Tuesday, April 11th, featuring Be Afraid and the Shit Talkers. Hot dog. Hot dog, 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 hot dog.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
All right, that was New York's I, Nako. They're going to be in town on April 29th playing at the Toast Collective along with Mecha Normal and a new band called Alimony, who are really great. Should be a very good night. Before that, we heard Pale Lips from the compilation Pentagon Black Compilation 2. That was the song Hiding from the Moon. And it is my pleasure to say that Hannah is on the phone. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's pretty good. I actually am just drinking a cup of coffee.
That sounds great. What a way to treat yourself, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So you are a former CITR DJ?
Yeah.
Chips and Dip?
I had a show, I think it was maybe 2 years ago that it ended. I can't remember. I think it was 2014. But so it's been a while. It's kind of fun to be on this end
right.
of the line.
Yeah. Since then, you've embraced music. You have started a band.
Yeah. Well, I started drumming like I think exactly a year ago. I started taking lessons. So I'm still kind of new to the band thing and playing instruments in a band. And I kind of just joined up with Dorothy Neufeld, who also used to have a show on CITR.
Yes. Stereo Blues?
CITR.
Yeah, cool.
Like 5 years ago or something. And then our friend Shelby was, she was living out of the country for a while. And she came back and then it kind of just worked out that way.
Nice.
We came together.
And what's the name of your band?
It's called Birthday Bit.
Yeah. And so you've recorded a tape and you've got it's coming out this Friday.
Yes, it is. We have the songs right now on Bandcamp already. It's all recorded, but we just put together a little tape, the short one with four songs, and we will have them available at our show tomorrow night.
Nice.
At Red Gate.
And what's the story behind the tape? When did you record it, and who did you record it with?
Oh, it's not too exciting of a story. But
You flew to Ibiza and on the Mediterranean coast.
Yeah. We went big. We actually just had our friend Nick Short record it. And he recently, we have a new jam space, which has like this really nice recording studio in it. So we got to use nice equipment and stuff.
Cool.
And the songs are pretty much from, we've had them kind of been writing them since like last year, November. And then it's just been a long process of getting them recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Now we finally have it.
Sweet.
I guess I kind of have some kind of a deadline. I want to get it out because I am moving very
right.
soon.
Yeah. So you're leaving town.
Yeah.
And so Dorothy and Shelby are going to move with you and you're going to make it.
Yeah, exactly.
Going to chase your dreams on Broadway.
Yeah. They're like, why aren't they moving to Newark with you? I was like, I don't think it's that easy.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, it's the band for fun, too.
Yeah.
We're not trying to make it big, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Parents. Yeah.
don't worry. Dorothy also plays in swim team. Does Shelby have another band that she plays with, or has she been in another band?
She plays the bass in Dumb.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Oh, really? I thought you were just playing in Dumb.
No. No, I genuinely didn't know.
It's a show. Okay, yeah.
So what makes Birthday Bitch different from Dumb and Swim Team? Like, what makes it unique, if anything?
Well, I guess there's three of us. We kind of like to keep things short and fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think our writing process is kind of like everything is just kind of about like having a good time and like doing things that are naturally evolving.
Mm-hmm.
So, like we kind of were like go and write songs and sometimes go into them and be like, let's sound like this. But then it just kind of evolves and we all kind of write it and just jam and then it turns into something. So it's very like natural and it's a very collective process, I'd say.
Good. I really like the artwork for the cassette. What's the story behind that?
Oh, thanks. I made it. It was just a collage.
Cool.
I was actually, I just like to do some collages every now and then, but I made it in our workshop that I do at the Carnegie with Jen McDermott for the Downtown Eastside Women's Art Collective. So we have lots of material there, like really old National Geographic. So, yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
I have a house full of old magazines that I keep saying I'm going to use for collages, and I never do. And my partner's always making fun of me about my collage practice and how great I am. So, anyways, good to see that you're making use of these kind of materials and
success.
And why is it called 26?
It's pretty basic here. We're all 26.
Okay,
now two of us still are. Dorothy and I, and then Shelby just turned 27. So,
but she's still.
And we just thought it fit with our name.
Yeah,
and, you know, it's I guess a common theme, like Taylor Swift, and I forgot that Adele did that too.
Right. Okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what can people expect tomorrow night? What's it's at Redgate?
Yeah, it's at the old Redgate, so it's on Hastings, not the new one on Granville Island, but. We'll also be playing with three other local bands, Maneater, which are they're a great band, Jerk Jails, and Badmouth. Badmouth is kind of a new band as well, with members of, I think, people from TV Ugly and Crumb. And Jerk Jails, I haven't really seen them play much, but I've just heard really good things about them.
They're fantastic. Yeah, they have a song out on the comp that CITR put out last year. So if you want to give a listen to that, Extra Flesh, I think is the name of the song on that comp. Cool.
Yeah. And basically, yeah, the show starts at, I think, 10 or something, and $5, pretty cheap. And
pretty good deal.
Merch. Yeah.
Nice. Do you have t-shirts or anything like that?
Yeah, we're going to have t-shirts.
Really? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. And then, so you're going to play this song or this show, and then you're just taking off, saying goodbye forever.
No, this is actually, it seems like it's our last show, but it's not.
Oh, good.
We have two more that are planned right now.
Okay.
There's one at the end of the month with Weed is actually going to play a show in Vancouver.
Will's actually going to show his face in this town again?
Yeah, I think so. So who knows how many people will come to this show.
It's going to be a picket.
Yeah, but that's going to be at Antisocial. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Oh, that's cool. That'll be a great show. Then, Antisocial always has amazing draw. It seems like the shows are always really big there.
Yeah, I like going to shows there. And then there's another one at the Emily Carr After Party or something, first week of May.
Cool.
Yeah, and then, I don't know, we're not going to call it quits. Maybe leave room for other shows in the future.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, well, anything else you want to add, Hannah?
I think that's pretty much it. Covered all the bases.
Thanks for calling. And I'm going to play, I played Nocturne last week, so I'm going to play Too Close this week. Anything about this song that people should know before they hear it? Any behind the music style gossip?
Not really. There's no gossip.
All right. Thanks so much for
having me on the show.
Yeah, of course, Hannah. It's always nice to hear from a former radio neighbor. It was so nice having you on after me, and then that spot was empty for a long time. It felt very sad. But
Donuts is the best, so thanks for having me.
No problem. All right. Here is Birthday Bitch from their brand new tape. This is the song Too Close. Outside.
gadget on a dime.
Thank you.
All right, that is White Poppy with new music. That is the song Runaway Part 1, a new song that she released last week. Very good to hear from Crystal and White Poppy again. Before that, we heard the Courtneys from Courtneys 2. That was the song Silver Velvet. Courtneys are going to be in town, back in town. They're from here, but they're going to be playing in town on Tuesday with Jay Sum and Dumb at the Cobalt. They've been on tour. They took CITR station manager Hugo with them, and they're winding their way back to the West Coast. So that'll be a fun show on Tuesday. And at the top, we heard Birthday Bitch from the tape 26. That was the song Too Close. And as we said, they're at Red Gate tomorrow night, along with Maneater, Jerk Jails, and Bad Mouth. And that will be a fun show. I'm going to switch things up with a band called Lake. They're from... I don't know exactly where they're from, somewhere in Washington State. But they have a new, very poppy album out. It's called Forever or Never. And we're going to listen to the song Magazine featuring Ashley Erickson on lead vocals. She of the Adventure Time theme song. Very good. Here is Lake.
Do what you want to. What makes chaser, protected. It can be so hard to forgive. It's not what I thought, and it's not what I pictured when I was imagining my man. All my life, I nearly tried to stay. You were right, love takes time. Hey, hey. You have this dream. Apparently, I'm not done. I leave, and it's dreadful. If you get down, be honest, respectful. But I don't have the wish to go back.
The Reel to Reel Film Festival for Youth runs from April 2nd to the 8th and features films from around the world for kids and the young at heart, with fun activities for the whole family. The festival closes Saturday, April 8th with the West Coast premiere of the wonderful French film Louise by the Shore. Jean-Francois Lahouanie's inspired hand-drawn animations that capture a beach town's pastel hues and moody blues. Check out r2rfestival.org to get more information about the showtimes at Van City and Roundhouse Theater, workshops, an interactive panel, a showcase of films made by youth, and Sunday Fun Day.
Howdy! Almighty Samurai Tyrone here. I want to tell you to listen to my favorite show, Spicy Boys, Wednesday at 12 a.m. Unless you are a normie. Then please leave.
Hi, it's Louis Crochu, one of the hosts of the show. I gotta say, this is a good one. Wow. I give it the Louis Crochu seal of approval. Thumbs up, great job. At CITR 101.9 FM.
Whose chips are those? That was Baus from Oakland, California, with their song Chips. They're going to be in town this evening, this very evening, at Red Gate, along with Joe Pass, Tough Customer, and Rinse Dream, all local bands. So yeah, get down to Red Gate after 9 p.m. Should be a hot show. Before that, we heard Aldis Harding all the way from New Zealand. That was from her new album, Party. That was the song, Imagining My Man. That album being released on May 19th. And at the top, we heard Lake from their album, Forever or Never, being released next week. That was the song, Magazine. Whidbey Island is where they live. Ashley and Elijah, the core people in Lake, they met at, I think, Green College or whatever, or what's it called, the university in Olympia. They met in Olympia, and then they moved to Whidbey Island, which is a really cool spot. Very close to Anacortes. Go over the big bridge, Whidbey Island. It's nice. Yeah. All right. Let's give a listen to another band that's going to be coming to town. They're called PC Worship. PC Worship. This is from a new record called Buried Wish, and the song is called Blank Touch. Yeah, this is PC Worship from New York.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Shearing Pinks from their 2007 album Ultra Snake. That was the song Sick Hands Off. Before that, we heard PC Worship from their album Buried Wish, the song Blank Touch. Both of those bands playing at Redgate next Wednesday night. A lot of Redgate shows. Good work, Redgate. Yeah, so that should be a hot show. Puzzlehead also on that bill, along with the Dreebs. Yeah. I'm going to close things out with Feist. How do you follow up Shearing Pinks? Feist. She has a new record out called Pleasure, and this song features Jarvis Cocker. That really got its hooks in me. If you put Jarvis Cocker on your track, I'm going to play it. He has a new thing with Chili Gonzalez as well, but it was not appealing. It was just a little too subtle for me. Clara, I think it's called. I don't know what it's... I didn't really look into it too much. I listened to it, and it was a little too subtle. But yeah, let's give a listen to this, and that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to Hannah for calling in. Hope to see you at the Birthday Bitch tape release. And Saturday, Low Decibel Festival is happening at Thor's Palace. Maybe look into that if you are a fan of local music. It is it's the third one, and the first two were great. I went to the first one, and I thought it was great. Anyways, I'm blathering. All right, here's Feist to close things out. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Yeah. Shuri. How long is that? 3,155,973,600 seconds. 876 million hours, or 36,500 days. Almost as long as one of those endless dark nights of the soul. Those nights never end. When you believe you'll never see the sunrise again, and a single second feels like